Standing Appointment by Project 0506. Read by Penny. When Jesse suggested they gin themselves up a stitchin' bitch after, he had no idea it was going to be so literal. If he suddenly got Jedi precognition, he'd at least have liked it to come with a warning label. He mutters as much out loud. The medic's being unduly enthusiastic, slapping sticky plash stitch substitutes over the edges of the slice winding across Jesse's collarbone, as if he can slap the trace back to lining under the skin. Or, alternatively, as if he can slap some carking sense into Jesse, where he wouldn't have fallen for the job bullet equivalent of pretty eyes and a nicely devious smile. Jesse was seduced into this command banter shit, baited with promises of a nice normal scout enlistment and cruelly switched for her ugly sister scout command. He wants a redo. Since you're the source of both the need for stitches and all the current bitching, I don't think you have room to talk. The medic smacks another stitch sub across the deepest part of the cut. It really carking hurts. Easy on the goods, Jesse snaps. That's Republic taxpayer credits you're abusing. Unsurprisingly, the next stitch sub is slapped on so hard it echoes. On the neighbouring medbay bunk, the shiny heavy gunner laughs as if he's not quite sure he's allowed. It whistles like an EOP with a head cold. I can't feel my face, he jeers. Jesse viscerally disapproves of that tone in conjunction with that phrasing. That sort of thing should never be encouraged. Jesse shares a look with the medic. It might be the first time they've done so amiably. The medic looks half ready to prove that, yes, with the correct stimulus, the shiny can in fact still feel his face quite excruciatingly. The medic considers. The victim under his hand, or the victim that's theoretically already escaped. Jesse flexes any newly discovered Jedi magic, silently urges him to go back to stabbing at shiny. Medic slaps a patch across the slice on Jesse's bicep with prejudice. No force magic after all. Shame. Jesse had almost thought he and Medic were about to reach an understanding. I'm pretty sure the captain resurfaced the actual entire gym with my face, the shiny burbles. I don't think I've ever had my ass kicked that badly. Isn't he great? Jesse hears. Verily doth I wish to get his dainty boot print forever immortalised upon my leftmost buttock as soon as I find a back alley stick and poke. There's a bit of hero worship going on there. Jesse disapproves of that too. Particularly while Medic applies stitch subs with the carking heel of his palm. Asshole. The truth is, the captain had dragged them all damn near face first across several training rooms, giving them all a chance to bodily experience the variety of floor surfacing the training facility boasts. Individually, in pairs, and in one gloriously humiliating session, all three of them at once. That one actually lasted about half the time of any one of them individually. Jesse's pretty sure he's going to have to scrape at least some parts of the shiny's face off his backplate tonight. From when the captain had picked him up arm and leg and bodily thrown him into the shiny's face. And, of course, Jesse would have to slice himself up on the brand new edges of shiny's armour. Humiliating. Medic finally decides he's satisfied with the volume and variety of medical paraphernalia he has slapped into Jesse's chest and the shiny's face. He all but collapses into one of those hard little metal-framed visitor's chairs at the foot of Jesse's bunk, the ones where they measured the average diameter of a grown man's chair area and then fabbed the damn thing 3 inches too narrow and made the little bright orange plastic back about a foot too low and tilted 30 degrees in the wrong direction. It's the type they put there when they don't want a visitor hanging around. Why not just not have a chair at all? Seems more economically sound. The medic's arms drop like heavy dead weights to his side, and then he throws his feet in front of him like he's just going to toss them somewhere with the vague idea that he'd swing back round and pick them up later. He'd escaped being sliced when the captain had decided to throw him at the pile of struggling Jesse and Gunner. He's a lucky bastard. Instead of landing on Shiny, he'd bowled right into Jesse's chest. Avoided Shiny's edges, but crushed Jesse right back against them for his second cut-up of the day. The day's been a real education in humiliation. Jesse's pride is more banged up than his torso. But misery rolls in squads, not solo. So it's not just Jesse and his suffering. In fact, it's one whole sad batch of officers haunting the farthest pair of beds and scuffing up this brand new medbay. Officers. Ha! There are 23 missed comms from some droid in requisitions, trying to get Jesse to come pick up dress greys and lieutenant insignia. Yeah, maybe the captain can make him suddenly be promoted, but he can't make Jesse tell anyone. Probably. Jesse's going to roll with that until someone makes him stop. As soon as Jesse figures out how, he owes the captain a solid right hook. Doesn't even have to be Jesse's. He's willing to outsource. Shiny lies flat on his back and stares blankly at the ceiling. His nose and eye are purpling and look a lot worse under the harsh white light than they did back in the hallway. There's a little bit of swelling where he'd cut the inside of his lip. He looks exhausted. Must be tough, not being the one thrown at other people and sliced on their armour. Jesse feels bad for him. Really? Are all first days like this? He asks. Why does he sound like he's having fun? If Jesse were any closer, he'd smack him. See if there's a common sense reset button hidden somewhere. See, this is why you don't get company command lieutenants fresh from Kamino's latest crop of CTs. It's the worst possible idea. They think things like command stuff bowling is fun. Except, all right. Jesse saw him in The Sims, swapping from long to mid to short range weapons faster than an average trooper can line up sights and squeeze a trigger. He'd reloaded during sustained fire and did it fast enough that Jesse couldn't tell when. Which is, you know, unnatural. So maybe it's a little bit understandable that the captain would want to grab this shooty happy little bunny before anyone else does. Especially with the kind of plans the captain seems to have. The destructive kind of plans. The kind of plans that would only benefit from a shooty happy little bunny that has been carefully trained and tended until it blossomed into a shooty happy carking rancor. Jesse's still not real clear on how he got into this mess, though. He curls one knee under himself and tries to find somewhere on the plastoid bed top that could pretend to be comfortable. The sterile mat squeaks in protest. Is that how medics always know who's up to shenanigans? The tone of the squeak? Crafty. No first day has ever been like this in the entire history of the Republic Army. The medic assures the shiny without opening his eyes, voice geonosis dry. Our captain is actually probably certifiably insane, Jesse agrees. The medic sighs, long and aggrieved. He melts a bit more into his chair. No, he's eccentric. If he was insane, there'd be something I could do about it. If he's certifiable, it'd be even easier. No regs against eccentricity. Well, isn't that disheartening? Is there anything we can do about it? The medic flaps his hand tiredly. Jesse takes that to mean probably not. Suffer, the medic grunts. Rail fruitlessly against the uncaring universe. Perish. Real Camino bred ray of sunshine here. Jesse's never heard of anyone running advanced combat drills for medics before. They're required to meet standards, but it seems like the captain's got a whole different set of standards he's going by. It seems that way for a lot of things, actually. Plus, it's hard to argue against the effectiveness of his methods when he's pitching you across rooms. It's hard to argue much of anything at all, while airborne, not under your own volition. This morning, Jesse didn't know that little tidbit. Those were the golden days. Okay, so Jesse has to admit, in retrospect, the three of them weren't exactly coordinated. The captain had gotten into the middle of them before they'd even managed to sort themselves out. Jesse can appreciate the object lesson, if not the contusions. or the stitches. Well, I like him, the shiny says stubbornly, even if he's a little weird. I think he knows what he's doing, even if I can't figure it out. I think even if he didn't know what he was doing, no one would ever be able to tell, the medic drawls. That's a pretty good definition of crazy, in Jess's mind. He chuckles and discovers with pinpoint accuracy what all still hurts quite a lot. He tries not to wheeze. Or no one would be willing to call him on it. The medic gestures a likely correct, one-handed at him, the way those FS or Marines tactical media sweethearts do. Those guys who always have their support hands on their rifle stocks and stare off grimly into the distance with a child of indeterminate race in their arms on war promo posters. It's curious. Medic doesn't seem like the sort, seems too uptight. It might be the meticulously maintained coiffure. What even is that? And why? That's one hell of an intricate way of saying you need a carking hobby vote. Jesse sets himself a mental reminder to send him some HoloNet articles on tatting or macrame or something. So, if this is the first day, what's the second day going to be like? Jesse and the medic both groan. Simmer down, Shiny, Jesse orders. Let's finish today's suffering before we start dreaming of tomorrow's. Sure, if that's what you want. Well, well, well. Shiny's got a bit of an attitude under those flashy tattoos, huh? Just feels to me like the captain isn't planning on toning down training. So if we don't try planning, we're going to get all of these injuries again. On top of the ones from today. How many times can someone's butt cheek break my nose? Life must be hard for the guy who doesn't get thrown across rooms, huh? Logic. The medic snarls, like someone said GAR uniform regulations. The heavy gunner cackles at his disgust. He ends with an ow, 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 as he jars his nose. Well, would you look at that? He can feel his face. I'm with the shiny on this one, meds, Jesse chimes in. It's probably not surprising, but it turns out it's really annoying to have someone pick you up and throw you somewhere. If there's a way we could feasibly not go flying, I'm interested. Kicks, the medic grunts as if put out. And a DC-7 is a perfectly valid counter-argument. The captain dual-wields pistols, the shiny says, and Jesse's inclined to trust that even if he doesn't know how he'd know. He's proven enough of a weapons expert, Jesse can take his word on it. There might be a secret gunner wave they exchanged. Or Shiny is one of those idiot savant types that can see a worn thread on a sleeve and realise that someone uses a Type 3 pistol grip with size 6 screws. We're probably better off going hand to hand with him, if we want to win. He's belittled himself as small arms command. Seems it'd be real fun to go up against, but probably not the most winnable. Oh hey, Jesse was wondering when something today was going to be horrifying. The captain threw Jesse across a room, but is apparently firearms specialised, not hand to hand. What does he do? Spit the bullets? Juggle the carking guns so he can fire 8 of them at once? What the hell did they put in his tube? Salt, the medic, kicks, replies instantly. It's why he's blonde and also a bastard. Trust me, I'm a medic. Jesse and the shiny cackle and wheeze when their injuries pull. Kick smirks, accomplished. Still doesn't get us a plan, the new scout commander groans. He groans again when he realises exactly what terms he just used to think of himself. And I still owe him a black eye for dropping this carking officer thing on me. Anyone? I'll hold him and you punch, the shiny offers. What is your name? Kix demands immediately. For tomorrow night, when I have to say your remembrance. Did they just have the same fight? Where the captain does this dancer sidestep, grabs Jesse by the extremities, pitches him, and this is very important to note, and knocks multiple people shebs over boots? Realistic plans, for force sake, please, Shiny. It's hard case, he grumbles, and it could work like a suppression hold. Kix peels his eyes open and stares drolly at hard case. That stare sends little ice crystals deep into Jesse's soul, and it's not even pointed at him. Let's call that Plan Zurek. We're going to try for something with a lower risk of punting first. The enduring tragedy of this conversation, Jesse slowly realises, is that none of them have actually any better plans. Apparently the captain had already filled the command tactician role, and that doesn't happen to be any of them in the medbay currently. No matter what they plan, someone ends up thrown, statistically. Bum rush him all at once, just slam him to the mat and sit. No, hard case. The pitch factor on that is exactly 100%. Okay, what if we got flash bombs? No, hard case. Well, Kix shoots Jesse a look of pure poison. He shrugs. I'm just saying it's the least puntable plan so far. And I suppose you've got flash bombs lying around. Well, he does, actually. It's not like they go rifling through your pockets after an engagement, and no one's down there counting how many of the things you actually threw. Hardcase is staring at him with dawning glee. Kix watches him with a look that's assessing. Reassessing. It makes Jesse vaguely nervous. What all can you get us? Exactly, the medic asks. Jesse tries not to shift guiltily. What would you need, exactly? He parrots, and hopes the sarcasm can cover the weird swoopy feeling in his gut. Jesse's not been caught before, but he didn't get there by being careless. Actually, Jesse's command now, isn't he? The one who'd be doing the catching of the... goods obtained via alternate requisition processes. Cuck, which criffing moron thought that was a good idea? Jess is even more convinced that the captain had no idea who he was and just got distracted by his bald head enough to make him command staff. If Jesse had an ounce fewer morals, he'd be a rich man by the end of the 10-day. Actually, Jess is not actually sure how few morals he has. Something to investigate. Paralytics, Kix challenges. Jesse has to think on that one for a moment. Can't by tomorrow, he decides. End of the week, though, latest. Shock grenades. Jesse really, really tries not to react to that one. Yeah, sure, he knows a guy, but it's definitely better if no one knows he does. It's very important to remember he hasn't gotten caught because he doesn't get careless. Jesse's face doesn't seem to want to work with him. Whatever he sees causes a really nice smile to grow on Kix's face. It's Jesse's kind of devious. Well, well, Scout. It looks like we might get along after all. Jesse, he offers. He couldn't stop the quick check over his shoulder for brass if he tried, but the medbay is clear. Oh, well, not clear. Jesse's the brass. That's just crazy. He scoots to the end of the bed and leans in. How many? Hardcase cackles like someone about to be left very unsupervised with very unsanctioned munitions. Jesse feels a smile growing to match on his face. It's quite possible that Torrent's captain went out recruiting for command staff that was as eccentric as he was. Jesse's got a very good bad feeling about this. Think about it. A shock grenade rotary cannon. Yeah. This company is going to be a right criffing disaster. Jesse can't wait.